This is the Midday Market Report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Lori Carter of Comstock for our Midday Market discussion. Lori, a complete reversal pretty much from the last couple of days when we talk about green on the screen for the grains today. What's happening with the grains?
Well, we do have all of them higher. Kansas City wheat up 3, Chicago wheat's the leader in the wheat complex, up 10 cents. Corn up 5 to 6, and beans up 15. We had some additional strength overnight, maybe on tensions between Israel and Iran, and then some of that calming back down because then it comes out that maybe both of them have agreed to or decided to not escalate further, so then the market calming down a little bit. I think we do have some supportive information out of lower Argentina corn numbers and even a little bit supportive long-term weather forecast. So those several things there are supporting the market today, and it's a welcome sight to see green across the board on the grains.
That story you mentioned from Argentina with the corn and the disease pressure they're dealing with, it does seem like in just even the last couple of weeks that we've seen that initial thought that they might be dealing with some disease pressure, and it seems like it's only gotten a little bit worse each day. What are they dealing with in terms of yield losses? Are they looking at big losses down there?
I haven't seen anything as far as a percentage of yield loss from, I guess, anybody that I feel is on target for. I have not seen anything like that. So I don't have numbers. I just know that the information is somewhat supportive from their own councils, South American councils. Kind of just follow up on the issues we've had before where South American entities keep looking for lower crops, and we have yet to see USDA admit or make any changes based on that.
And we saw with the Brazilian production number for soybeans, USDA did not even touch that number in the latest WASDE report. Lori, let's go over to the other side of the ag marketplace. What's happening with the cattle and hogs?
On the live and feeder cattle, somewhat quiet. They're subdued. We are a little bit weaker today, down 30 to 62 on the fat cattle, 77 to $1.05 on the feeder cattle. Most of that pressure kind of gradual and just increased here the last 10 or 15 minutes. I'd say what we actually have in the cattle is lack of any new news, not any cash trade to speak of. We do kind of have sliding box beef values. And like I said, just a lack of new news, so kind of lackadaisical trade there. The hogs on the other side, up $1.95 on the June. The summer months getting a pretty nice bounce and off of a 50-day moving average, which is some technical support after a pretty good slide and a correction in those markets.
Lori Carter of Comstock, our guest here today. Lori, what is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can call me at 712-227-1171.
Lori, thanks so much for the time here today. Appreciate it as always, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
That was Lori Carter with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the midday numbers. At midday, May corn is up 6.5 at 433.25. May soybeans up 15.5 at 1149.75. May soybean meal up $6.40 at $344.40. May soybean oil down 6 cents at $44.06. Chicago wheat up 10.25 at $5.47 even. Minneapolis wheat up 4.25 at $6.43 even. Kansas City hard red wheat up 1.75 at $5.79 even. And May oats up 3.25 at $3.58 even. On the Merck, June live cattle down 30 cents at $175.07. May feeder cattle down 92 cents at $241.62. May lean hogs up $1.17 at $95.90. May pork cutout unchanged at $101.40. And Class 3 milk up 6 cents at $17.44. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.